What's up, Stronger Nation, and welcome back to another episode of Stronger Than Failure. I am your host, Danny Cole. And as always, folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the show. We love you and we appreciate you. And if you like this show, any show that we've done, please make sure you tell everybody about it, because everybody deserves to be part of the family, because everybody is stronger than failure. Also, if you missed an episode or you want to replay an episode, go to strongerthanfailure.com, click on podcast, and you got the whole archive of every show that we've done in the past. All right, folks, today's show is going to be amazing. If you like entrepreneurship, which I know you do, that's why you're listening. If you like to learn, you want to grow your business, grow your online presence, want to learn about SEO, then you are going to love our guest today. Our guest today is Rob Pageant. Rob is the owner of Peachtree City Websites. He was born and raised in Kentucky, and he attended St. Henry High School. And listen to this, he is still the all-time leading scorer, retired jersey, and he is a Hall of Fame inductee. After high school, he attended Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Daytona Beach, Florida, with a bachelor's in aviation business administration, and he is still the current all-time leading scorer, retired jersey, and Hall of Fame inductee there also. I mean, that right there is mind-blowing. All right. But Rob moved to Atlanta in 2000, and he worked for Delta Airlines until he retired. Well, not retired, but until he resigned in 2005. Can't read my own writing over here. Until he resigned in 2005 and started his website design company. He married his wife, Sherry, in 2004. Sherry was on the show about a year ago. So if you listen to the show, you know her story, which was amazing. But he married his wife, Sherry, in 2004, and she's the owner of Flat Creek Dentistry in Peachtree City. In 2014, his wife, Sherry, was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer, which put everything in his life on hold. But thank God, now his wife has been cancer-free for 5 years. So thank God for that. And since then, he has recently reestablished the website design business as Peachtree City Websites. They specialize in small business and individual entrepreneurs who want a professional yet affordable customized website. So, folks, there you go. This is going to be a great show. You get to have the amazing athletic business owner, Rob Pageant, on the show. Rob, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate the honor. It's an honor to be here and appreciate the invite. Thank you.
Nah, dude, thanks for being here, dude. I'm grateful that you made it out. Before, dude, we go into the whole business aspect, because I want to know more about, you know, the website design aspect, how to increase SEO, your presence online, how to get to be number one on Google, stuff like that. But first, dude, let's talk about this Hall of Fame inductee and everything, retiring two jerseys in high school and college. What is going on with that, man?
That's just a lot of great teammates, a lot of great coaches. Basketball was always my first love growing up. As you know, sports has great lessons in life, and started off playing when I was about 5 or 6 years old, and just kind of carried that up through middle school, grade school, and into high school, and then just was lucky enough to receive a scholarship to Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, and just continued the love of the game there.
That's cool. Now, at five, now, is it something that you wanted to play, like you were excited about, or your parents wanted you to play?
I grew up playing a lot of sports. Played baseball, played soccer, played basketball, golf. But basketball just always seemed to be a little bit easier than the other ones, and just kind of stuck with it. Ended up quitting soccer and baseball around eighth, ninth grade, and then just concentrated on basketball full time.
See, that's pretty cool. Now, I want to know, like, in high school, what is the all-time score? Like, how many points is that? Like, how did y'all play the game differently than everybody else to achieve that level? And tell me how that happened.
Well, I was lucky enough to start as a freshman in high school. So that definitely helps when you have 4 years to play instead of, you know, 2 or 3 years. So I went to a relatively small school. We were good. We were competitive, but averaged about 10 points my freshman year, about, I think, maybe 27 or 28 my sophomore year.
Nice.
And then our teams got better as we in my junior and senior year, so I didn't have to score as much. So I scored maybe 20, 24, 25 points a game my junior and senior year. So that – adds up to about 2,400 and something points in high school, and then the exact same thing in college. I was able to play a little bit as a freshman, and then just continue to get better, and our teams continue to get better, and scored 20 points less in college than I did in high school. So I wanted to get ahead of that, but ended up getting hurt in the last few games of the year.
Dude, that shows your natural athletic ability. Well, I wouldn't say natural because you've been doing it forever, but just your athletic ability. Whereas freshmen in high school and in college, you can just go right to, you know, varsity, go and start playing the game right off the bat. That's cool.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Now, you're saying that, you know, you learned a lot of lessons in sports that carry over in life, and that's one thing. I didn't really start sports until high school, but same thing. I learned a lot from that. Now, what is something that you really learned from sports, and how do you think that really helped you, you know, as a man?
I think the most important thing is work ethic. If you have a strong work ethic, you can be successful in whatever you do. And along with work ethic, it's just little things like showing up on time. If you're going to tell somebody you're going to call them at 10 o'clock, call them at 10 o'clock. So just little things like that translates into being a part of a team and being a part of sports. Just kind of teaches you discipline, and which is a great lesson for life.
Absolutely. And that's one thing, man, you know, I learned a lot about. Like in high school, again, I didn't start playing sports until high school. I started wrestling in ninth grade. Mm-hmm. And our school didn't really have a big wrestling team. No, I went straight to varsity on freshman year. I won one match the entire year in freshman year. Got my butt whooped left and right. But like you said, you work harder than everybody else. Mm-hmm. That's what I did. I worked harder than everybody else. Just put time in, and just grinded it out. I was team captain junior, senior year. By senior year, I won every single match except one in like the regular season. Won several tournaments, everything. And it wasn't that I was just naturally better by any means, because I didn't start till later. But, dude, I busted my butt during practice. I always worked hard, watched what I was eating, and just trained all the time. So, and like you said, that carries over in life. And that's why in everything that I do, I give it my all, no matter what it is. And even like on days off, we know we don't really have days off as an entrepreneur. You're still working, still doing things.
And that's a great lesson in life as well. I mean, most of the time when people notice you and you're successful, they see you. They don't see or haven't seen the 2, 3, 4 years it took to get to that point. The same thing with in the entertainment industry. I hear about singers all the time. They're a sensation, overnight hit. Well, they don't know that they've been playing their instrument and developing their craft for 10, 15 years, and then all of a sudden now they're a breakout star. But it takes time to get there.
Absolutely. And that's one thing I read like with Grant Cardone. He said his overnight success took 10 years in the making.
Exactly.
No one's really an overnight success. You're grinding it out. You're putting the time in, and God's got his timing on everything. Boom, it'll happen. But you got to keep pushing forward. You can't ever give up.
Exactly.
All right. So with that being said, let's go into, when you first started the business, right? Mm-hmm. Was that your first business you ever started? How did that start out? Like, what made you get into website design?
I kind of just fell into it. It wasn't something that I went to school for. I've never had any website design classes. I'm 100% self-taught. As you mentioned before, I worked for Delta Airlines for about 5 years, and I was in a cubicle all day, every day for 9-10 straight hours, and I was just kind of getting tired of doing that. But I love computers. I love email and talking to people through email. So I built my first website. Was actually for myself. I was just trying to put together a platform of just a resume about myself. And this was back when I was doing, as you mentioned, some of the different modeling and acting stuff. And this was before there was even websites, so I was just trying to put something together I could put online that I could send or email to people to let them know more about me. So that's kind of how it started. But then, other models and actors and musicians started to say, hey, that's kind of cool. Could you build me something like that? And I'll be like, yeah, sure. So I eventually just kind of got a little bit of a following in that niche. And then I was like, well, if individual people need this, then obviously, businesses might need the service as well. So that's kind of how it just kind of morphed into that. There wasn't anything that I kind of sought out to do, but loved doing it, and then it just kind of continued to grow.
See, I love that right there, right? You said you didn't like search out to do it, you just enjoyed doing it. And then since you've done it, other people saw how you did it and how well you've done it. It just, you know, organically grew, so to speak. So that right there is great. Just your passion grew. Now, a question I've got, a lot of entrepreneurs, I know in the very beginning, sometimes they don't know if they should charge for what they're doing, if they should do it for free to get some reviews, you know, get word of mouth, you know, advertising that way or what. Now, the beginning, when they first started coming to you, did you do a couple for free just to show what you could do, or did you automatically start charging?
I did. I actually went to a convention and handed out business cards and actually ran like a contest just to get people's names and emails and information, and then offered to build them websites for free just so I could get the experience, could get some, develop my craft, and put together a portfolio, you know, so I could, next time I go to present, I'll have some different websites that I have kind of under my belt of stuff that I've done. And each time you build one, you learn a little bit more. You can, the next one's a little bit better than the next. And then when you go to a business, if you will, then you can have something that they can look at and say, this is what we do, and this is what we can do for you.
Now, when you first started building your website, what do you remember the platform that it was on? Because that, like, how many years ago was that?
It was called Web Easy Professional.
All right. So you do remember, right?
I do. But, I have been trying to move away from that, which I have actually. I actually use a system called Wix right now, which a lot of people have probably heard of. But I am a certified Wix professional, cool, if you will. And Wix is powerful. I mean, it is free to use, but some people don't either have the time that they want to mess with it, or they're not tech savvy, or they just don't want the headaches of trying to put together a website. That's where we come in. You know, we customize and building professional and affordable, customized to your brand websites that will give you a professional appearance, but at an affordable price.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going to ask you a lot of questions about that in a moment. But yeah, as far as Wix, man, because that's what I use. I forgot the platform right now when I first started doing it. But I had a buddy of mine, Anthony Ragland, who set everything up. But you had to know code and script and whatever else. So he did everything for me. Mm-hmm. And then when I was doing it on my own, dude, it was complicated. Right. So I went to Wix and I built, you know, for me and myself, I did different websites on there, different designs. So I've gotten pretty decent with it. Still not great. That's why I called you not long ago and asked you a couple questions. And now you're dead on, dude. Because like if you don't really know what you're doing, it's going to take a lot. It's free, yes, but it takes a lot of time, a lot of dedication. You got to kind of really know what fonts, what pictures, what background you got to do. Like there is a lot that goes into it. So yeah, and me, I'm frugal, which I should have just called you to begin with. I'm like, you know, my girlfriend gets mad at me all the time. I'm like, she's like, you're just cheap. I'm like, nah, babe, I'm frugal. You know, I just want all the money over here.
That's the magic word, frugal, right?
Yeah, exactly. It sounds better than being cheap. You know what I mean? But, dude, really, you wind up wasting money that way because you're spending too much of your time that you could be doing something else. So without a doubt, man, yeah. Anybody y'all listening right now, you want to get in contact with him, which you'll get his information here shortly, because it'll save you a lot of time, a lot of money in the long run. It'll look professional. And a couple of different, one thing I want to ask you that I hardly know anything about, right? So this is one thing I'm trying to learn more on. It's like the whole SEO aspect. Like, what is that? Because some people who, like some of our listeners may not know, like, what is the SEO? Why is that important?
Well, the most familiar that I'm, SEO that I'm familiar with is Google. That seems to be the most popular search engine that most people use. So how much time do we have? Because this is, this is a little complicated.
We still got like 15 minutes. So, we're good.
So with SEO, there's two different ways that you can get listed on Google. Number one is, and the only way that you can 100% guarantee that you're going to be on the first page of Google is to pay Google.
Gotcha.
So if you Google, for example, photographer in Peachtree City, for example, you'll see some listings that come up and they'll have the little letters AD next to them. That's ad. So those people have paid Google, it's called Google AdWords campaign, that they have a monthly budget that they are paying Google, and they type in little keywords within their Google AdWords campaign that they have put on the back end, like photographer in Peachtree City, photo shoot, wedding photographer. So those are keywords on the back end of their Google AdWords campaign that if somebody types that in, Google recognizes that, and then they would be listed on that page. So they don't get charged unless somebody clicks on their link from their Google AdWords ad and goes to their website. So that is the only 100% surefire way that you're going to get listed on Google. Now, there's something else called an organic search or an organic listing, to where that's if I'm not paying for Google AdWords, then there's several different things that I can do that can increase my listing. Number one, and probably the most important thing, is if you don't have a Google business profile, you want to set up a Google business profile. So if somebody would type in 360 or website designer in Peachtree City, then there's actually a Google business profile that you can create for your business. And it can have your website address, your phone number, your address, photos, videos, whatever you want to put in your Google business profile, that can be built kind of on the side.
Now, how do you do that? Now, is there a certain place you got to pull that up, or?
If you go to Google and just type in Google business profile in the search bar, it'll pop up, and then you would have to create an account with Google with a password and username and so that would get you into the Google business profile where you can set that up.
All right, because I'm learning, because it's right here again. I know certain things, a lot I don't. See, I didn't know that. So I know with our auto broker business, right? We got an office in Jonesboro. My business partner, he did that, but again, I didn't know how he did that. So now I know how to do this right here for the other things I got going on.
It's called a Google business profile. So the other things, there's two or three other things that could help with your business listing getting on Google. Number one is, once you have a Google business profile, you want to get customer reviews. So Google has different algorithms that they look at. One of them is reviews. Another one is how many people are actually coming onto your website. So the more credibility you have, the more that Google sees that you are a legitimate business. People are coming to your website. You have good Google reviews within your Google business profile. That gives you more cachet, if you will, that if you're not paying for those Google AdWords, then it's Google saying, hey, look at all this stuff that they got. Let's bump them up in the search engines.
Okay. So that makes a lot of sense, because, again, I didn't know any of that right there. And the whole, like, the AdWords, I wasn't sure how that there worked. But now you pretty much gave me a clear picture on that. Mm-hmm. You pay for a certain deal, you know, of words. You type it in, whatever, on the back end, right?
Right.
Yeah, so then, yeah, if anybody clicks on it, then...
And Google will take, but they'll gladly take your money. So it just depends on how much you want to spend a month. I mean, you could spend $10 a month. You could spend $10,000 a month. So but the more you spend, obviously, the more times, if somebody searches for your category of business, then you'll appear more within those searches.
Now, so like, say somebody just starting out the business, like, what's a good budget someone should have? And, well, one, do you recommend doing the Google AdWords? And what's a good budget for somebody to have if they are?
That's 100% up to your business plan.
Just how much money you got available for, like,
yeah, the marketing. Some people aspect. Might not. I mean, if you're cruising with word of mouth advertising, and you're cruising on Facebook, stuff like that, then, and you don't need it, then I wouldn't worry about it. But if you're looking for a new avenue that to maybe try out, because some of the other avenues aren't working, that's a good one to have. And then you could, like I said, you could use $10 a month up to as much as you would want. They'll gladly take your money. But so I right now I'm only doing like $100 a month, just so I can kind of keep my foot in the door with Google and let them know that I am participating. But I every once in a while I'll get some action from it. So it's gotcha. Definitely a good avenue to pursue.
So I know I see you a lot on Facebook. So do you get a lot of your business from Facebook, or is that where you primarily get it from, or where?
Lately it's been word of mouth, just talking to people in the community. Me and my wife and I, Sherry, were at Lion Creek Brewery just a few nights ago, and we were talking with a couple, and just just out of nowhere, they were asking what we did. I said website design, and they were like, "Oh, we've been looking for somebody. We have a company called Georgia Tacos, and we have a food truck, and we do catering." So just conversations out in the back could really drum up business for you.
And that's one thing a lot of people miss out on, is just that, you know, just talking to people, you know, just being generally interested in what they do and talking to them, and then they'll be generally interested in what you do. So yeah, that's the best way to do it, is word of mouth. And then 9 times out of 10, they're going to, if you're an entrepreneur, you know other entrepreneurs, you know, birds of a feather flock together.
Right.
So if you know a lot of entrepreneurs, you do a good job for them, they're going to refer you out, especially if you do a good price. Mm-hmm. Now, what's a good way for people to get their website to convert, right? Let's say if they're selling products or they're selling services, what's a good way? Because if you're getting the AdWords out there and they're getting the traffic, is there anything special they need to do to convert?
I would say most of the time, less is better. Mm-hmm. I think the average person spends about 30 seconds or so on a website. So you need to be organized, you need to be concise, you need to have great keywords up on the header bar. They need to be able to find your contact information if they want to call you, if they want to email you, if they want to click on the contact button, have all your contact information there, and maybe like a little online form to where just you can collect their name, their phone number, their email address. How did you find us? You know, that's a good thing to have on there too, just so you know which avenue of marketing is working for you. But converting sales, there's probably a million books that have been written on that. I mean, I don't have a magic wand or a magic formula to tell you what works, and some things work, some things don't work. But from a website design standpoint, you need to keep it clean, keep it professional, keep it organized, and very, very easy to navigate, because people, once they're on there, if they see that it's a headache or they can't get around, they're going to be gone.
Gotcha. And that's what I was looking for, is as far as the design aspect of. So yeah, keep it simple. The whole KISS formula, keep it short and simple. Mm-hmm. The more simple it is, the better you can read and get to and navigate easily, more it converts, because you'll find what they're looking for, right?
And you have to have top-notch quality photos, because people are looking on their phones, they're looking on their computers. If they see, you know, dim lighting or just something that does not look good or does not look professional, photos make a huge difference in website appearance.
Yeah, and I'm guilty of that. I've been to several websites, and I didn't really think about till you said it, but yeah, 30 seconds is like the max, especially with me. If I see something that does not look professional or good quality, yeah, dude, I'll go right to the next one.
Exactly.
Now, I got a question. Mm-hmm. Now, because you've been doing this for a while now, what is something, man, that you wish you knew when you first started? If you can go back in time, what would you change or what would you do differently?
I probably would not have been so against getting out of my comfort zone a little bit. I was using WebEasy Professional forever. And it was good at the time, but technology moves fast. You need to kind of keep up with the times, keep up with the Joneses. But the best thing that I ever did was to kind of abandon that system, and I wish I would have did it earlier, and go and move on to Wix. Because everything now it has to be mobile friendly. I read a statistic the other day, 60 to 65% of people now are looking at websites and viewing all websites on their phones. So that was one thing that it took me a while to get used to, and it took me a while to kind of push myself, because it was gonna cost me a lot more money. I'm like you, I'm frugal. I didn't necessarily want to make that jump all into Wix, because it was gonna be more hosting costs. The websites are harder to build, because I got to build them for a computer, and I got to build them for a tablet and for a mobile phone. So it was tough getting out of that comfort zone, but I wish I would have did it a long time ago. But I'm obviously glad I did, because it has definitely taken my business to the next level.
And that's something that we've talked about on the show a lot, is comfort zone. You know, if you stay in the comfort zone, nothing's going to change. You're like, even if it's a bad relationship, bad business, bad decision, whatever it is, people stay in that comfort zone because they know what to expect.
Right.
It's outside that comfort zone. 9 times out of 10, man, it's going to be a lot better, but you don't know what's out there. It's new territory. You
sometimes
know what I mean?
It's good to stay there for a little bit, but things are, you know, because things are cruising, you're feeling pretty good, you're comfortable, but something's going to happen. Something's going to change, and you better be ready to deal with it.
Yep. I mean, the only way you can grow, and that's with anything, is getting out of that comfort zone. Everyone, like you, whether it's, again, your relationship, your health, your business, if you want to grow, you want to see change, you've got to change that comfort zone circle. You got to change how big that is. You've got to get outside of that and create a bigger comfort zone, so to speak. And once that's too comfortable for you, grow more and get outside that comfort zone.
Exactly.
I mean, it's growth. If we're not growing, you know, what are we doing? If we're not learning, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got a question. You know, it's something we ask all of our listeners, well, all of our guests, because the show is Stronger Than Failure. So, man, what is something that most people that don't know you, like, what's something that you've struggled with? And what did you learn from that, Rob?
Ah, man, something I've struggled with. Well, as I just mentioned, was just getting out of the comfort zone. But I guess just this life in general. I know I think we talked about it a little bit on before the show. I was a stay-at-home dad for a long time, and about, I guess it's been about 7 years now, my wife Sherry was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. So that is something that you never expect, especially when I think she was in her late 30s at the time. But yeah, I mean, you just have to learn to deal with it. Life happens. You can't stop living. You have to keep going. So I was, like I said, I was a stay-at-home dad. We have two girls, and I think they were 5 and 2 at the time. So that was kind of a rude awakening eye-opener. But if you would have said back then that we would be where we are now, I would have said you were crazy, because but it doesn't happen overnight. You have to just take one step, put one foot in front of the other, and there's a big elephant, but the elephant can be eaten. So that was tough to deal with, but again, you deal with it and you move on, and God bless. She's doing great.
Yeah, dude, Sherry's amazing, dude. Like, when we had her on the show, like, dude, she's got so much energy, just so vibrant.
Does.
Like, yeah, dude, she is. I mean, she's a one of a kind woman. You remember her, right, Derwin? Yes,
she's definitely a true fighter.
Yeah, dude, it was true amazing. Fighter. Talking about true fighter, I know when she said that. You know, the day that, you know, she learned that she had stage 3 breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it the next day y'all flew to Vegas?
We did.
Dude, I mean, that right there says a lot. And that's why she's a
that
fighter.
Was huge.
Yeah, because she's like, hey, you know what? I've got this. It's not going to hold me back. Let's live.
Exactly.
And it's that attitude, like you said, getting out of that comfort zone, because, dude, that had to shake y'all up. I mean, God, I couldn't imagine.
It did. And my job that I kind of just was in charge of, and that I was kind of just making sure was trying to make each day for our kids normal. You know, there was a long period of time to where it was hard to laugh. You know, it was hard to have fun. If you were going out to try to have fun, it was like you were having fake fun.
Yeah.
You know, so it was tough. But, you know, time heals everything. It will get better. You just have to keep grinding and keep moving forward.
Yeah, that's it. Like I said, yeah, time does heal everything. And at first, like, no matter what we go through, especially when it's a tragic experience, or dramatic, or whatever, you know, like something big that's happened in a negative way, you know, it's always going to hit you right in the face, you know, like, yes, you're not looking for it, bam. But it's knowing you can't go backwards, and, you know, sitting still is not going to change. It's moving forward, just like you said, one step at a time. And, you know, like eating an elephant, you can only take one bite at a time, but before you know it, it's done. So, dude, like I said, I hats off to you. Like, you and Sherry, dude, y'all are a great couple. Y'all are amazing, athletic, dude, full of energy, both of you. Do I hope everybody gets to experience y'all. So with that being said,
I appreciate that, man.
Let everybody know, man, how they can get contact with you, because you do the best designs, the best prices, entrepreneurs, solo businesses, small businesses. Rob's got you. Rob, tell them how they can get contact with you, man.
Well, you can go to PeachtreeCityWebsites.com. That's PeachtreeCityWebsites.com. Phone number is 678-545-1763. We'll take awesome care of you, get you a professional, affordable, customized website to fit your brand.
Dude, I love it.
All right,
folks. So, Rob, thank you for being on the show, man. Dude, we love you. We appreciate you being here. And, folks, everybody, remember, you are stronger than failure.
Stronger Than Failure, where we provide you with in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs on their struggles, victories, goals, and how they got started. We also give you the best tips, hacks, and information on sales, network marketing, credit, and mindset mastery. Entrepreneur and author, Danny Cole. Stronger Than Failure.